you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Bigger penis. Scottie Pippen. Bigger than Michael Jordan. Wonder what LeBron's bringing to the party.
It's weak.
Did you Google that, yes, puss? Yeah.
Hasn't he been married since he was like 14? Yeah,
well,
or
she
something?
Knows what it looks like.
He's all balls.
Yeah, he's only had one girlfriend.
I'm sure he's faithful.
I'm sure he's totally not cheated on her at all. No way. Mr. Evans, we got our buddy Billy Blank and Matt Bergman checking in later on this morning. Wednesday. I forgot for a second.
The third day.
And we go to work.
Of the work week. Right. Good. I was born on this date, however, dead now. Marilyn Chambers.
Oh, yeah, she was great. Some of the best porn ever there. Check it out.
Insatiable.
Oh.
If you can find a clip from Insatiable.
That pool table scene is, ooh.
I know it's on the porn site.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's there.
Because I seen it.
Just go to Insatiable. Or behind the, behind the green door, too. Not Colleen's, behind the green room door. It's different, you know.
Marilyn Chambers had kind of a, in the height of her career.
A little blonde, smaller boobs.
Yeah, slim, athletic body.
Great.
Now she's a ghost wink.
Yep. Now she's, how did she die anyway?
Her heart stopped.
Oh. Thank you, Craig.
How old was she? She couldn't have been that old when she died. She was born in 1954.
Now she's been dead a while, too. She died in her
She died in 09 at 56. Yeah.
I'd say she died besides her heart stopped.
I got to roll to the bottom to find that out.
Right. Jack's alive, though. What'd you name that clip, puss?
Jack has died.
Got it.
Cerebral hemorrhage and an aneurysm related to heart disease.
Jesus. All right.
That's brutal.
That is brutal.
Hydrocodone and some other antidepressant found in her system, too.
This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard, was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator, and the governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you again. Jack is alive and back home, and my deepest apologies for that. I was just misread everything, and I apologize, but he is alive, and we are grateful for that.
I am giving this guy a break. Is this what happened? Somebody else wrote the copy, and he read it, and then found out. How pissed is he once he's to commercial break?
Oh, he's yelling at people then, if that's the case.
Right. If that's the case. Now, I think, who knows?
Who's on that sound clip?
Governor Jersey.
The governor of Jersey.
Oh, of Jersey.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if Jack himself was watching that.
Jack was 26. Jack has died. I kept hearing that clip. I didn't hear the 26 point. Yeah, he's a 26-year-old guy. Of course he probably was watching. Hey, dude.
Did you hear you're dead?
I just wish they would have left that dude's mic up as the clip was playing just to hear him going, what?
Is that real time or is that edited to make it tighter?
Probably edited to make it tighter.
Because he just says, Jack's alive. Sorry.
Well, he heard the clip just like everybody else.
I know he did. Yeah. Very much alive.
I think they cut the clip of the governor talking down, and I think they cut the end of it down a little bit, too.
It's just great. It's great editing.
He could get his apology.
But either way, it happened. Yeah.
This asshole's still alive?
Yeah. And I just...
And that's from market number one.
Yep.
That's local news from market number one, WABC in New York City.
Love that clip.
So, welcome back.
That's
Jack.
Pandemic humor right there is what that is. We're laughing. We're laughing because an anchor called a guy dead.
And he wasn't.
That's pandemic humor.
Jack's a regular Jesus coming back from the dead.
That's what we got. That's what we got.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh. Holy cow, that's just horrible.
Well, stop saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you people. The director of the CDC, he doesn't know anything.
No, but he also, I don't know what to do with this information. Literally, my head could have exploded last night. Oh, well, look out. But it would have. Because I couldn't even process this at this point because I feel like we're screwed now. So I can't think of how screwed we are 5 months from now.
The director of the CDC, you have to be a moron to have that job.
Oh, a big time moron.
Just dumb as hell.
Right.
Says the second wave of the coronavirus could be even deadlier. And then to make it worse, he was talking to the Washington Post.
Right.
And they can't even copy things down right.
Right.
They don't know anything.
No. They're not a good newspaper at all.
Dr. Robert Redfield told the Washington Post.
They're part of the fake media.
That's right. Right.
The Washington Post.
Another wave could occur during flu season and have a major impact on America's health system.
Now, I did hear if we did the right thing, which, by the way, we're not going to.
It's a little late.
We could stop the second wave.
Yeah, we have
to. But we're not going to because we're not doing the right thing now.
Continue social distancing, yes. That sort of thing. Continue what we're doing. Now then, there's a new poll that shows, a Reuters Ipsos poll that shows that over 70% of us think that quarantine measures should not be lifted until the green light is given by...
Who?
Health professionals.
Yep.
Yeah.
70% of us think that.
I read that yesterday and it gave me a glimmer of hope.
Unfortunately, the loudest among us are in the 30%.
I know. Mm-hmm. And they want to go bowling.
And they're done. Oh, that's right.
70% of us
take
are
pussies.
Take
the morons bowling. I love that song.
Yeah. Bowling and a haircut.
God, what's nothing that pisses me off? Especially you dudes. What are you worried about? Your hair get a little longer. Wah. God, if you'd have grew up in a time when people had long hair, you wouldn't act that way. I need a haircut. Shut up. Let your hair grow.
Again, I can't
cut it eventually.
Empathize with those people because I get my hair cut every 6 months.
Hey, I would say use it as
you're
an excuse.
You're going to be on the edge.
Use it as an excuse to let, well, whatever.
And fortunately, I got my hair cut right before everything shut down.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it. If your 6 months was up last week, oh, you'd just be upset.
No, I wouldn't. I would just probably let it grow a little more, and people would say your hair is getting kind of long. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Hair's getting kind of long.
I normally get mine cut about every 5 weeks, and I was supposed to get it cut about 2 weeks into this, and I've just been,
let it go.
Whatever.
I want you to be the experiment, Puss, because you've always had short hair, and you got a lot of it, but I want to see it grow out and see what it looks
it's
like.
It's starting to curl over my ears.
How about yours, Nick? Nick wears the short hair.
Yeah, I'm about to cut my own hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like my constitutional rights are being
trampled
upon because I can't get a haircut.
No. You know that you will be able to get a haircut at some point in time.
I'm going to go mohawk.
I'm kind of using it as an excuse. I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah, you should, right.
Let's see where this ends.
Now, a lot of people are putting their videos up on the interwebs and saying, oh, I screwed up my haircut.
Right.
Anderson Cooper cut himself a bald spot, apparently.
Oh, he keeps it pretty. Yeah, well, he's on TV every day. Yeah, my wife cuts
he's
my hair.
His own hair.
My wife cuts my hair. And I'm still not going to get a cut. Just because I don't even care at this point. I don't care.
Well, after this long together in the house, you probably don't want her with scissors near your hair.
Yeah, oh, that's a good point too.
She
might just stab you.
Yeah, but she's capable.
Oh yeah, she does. She's the one that cuts my hair.
Yeah,
but I'm still not going to get a cut because I don't care.
And I don't think my wife can cut hair because I saw what she did to my stepson.
Then don't let her.
She butchered him.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be professional. My wife was a professional for years, so that's the reason
Christy can sew. I'll let her sew all the masks she wants because she's kicking ass in that department, but she's not going to cut my hair.
Hmm.
So for people who are actually quarantining and staying home and need something to do.
Our buddy Chad Daniels, comedian Chad Daniels, he's divorced now. He lives by himself. He stopped trimming his balls and everything. He doesn't care now because he says he's not getting any.
Right.
And he's good. I'm just going to in the weeds, basically, he said.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I need to trim up a little bit.
There you go.
Because you're getting it all the time.
Yeah. I think we skipped a day the other day, though.
Oh, geez, that's rough. I feel bad for you.
Yeah. I was a little tired.
Yeah. I'd skip most of days.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you got the kids around. You have an excuse.
That's think it's just like a like personal thing, too. Yeah.
could be she just doesn't like it.
Yeah. I think that's more of a...
And we were talking about that the other day. We were saying maybe just, you know, go out in the car, pull off on the road, you know, somewhere. Right. And I did get a call from a guy who was like, yeah, we tried that. And at 40, it's much different than at 18.
Oh, to bang a car,
right,
yeah.
It's not near as easy.
Yeah.
Cramps, bruises.
Yeah, I guess you can't just pull off into any old parking lot either.
No, because they'll kick you out.
And there's all kinds of cameras everywhere.
Right.
You don't know where they are.
Especially if you don't have a partner and you're just there masturbating in your car.
Either way.
Still getting sex. What's the difference?
Either way, if there's two of you, they're more likely to look at you, I think. Right.
I'm going
to
guess most of those guys probably just masturbate at home.
Good point.
If they're all alone, they don't go in the car.
I never thought of that.
That's boring.
I never thought of that option.
And decide to...
Well, if you're bored at home masturbating, you might be bored something, you know.
You feel like you're going out somewhere else masturbating.
Get all dressed up, take yourself out, pull over the side of the road, get a handsy with yourself. Make an oatmeal dildo we talked about yesterday.
But we didn't learn how.
No. Mm-mm. No. I heard that during the appetizer. I'm thinking, man.
I think Puss looked into it.
Well, he's bored.
Yeah, I found the same articles you did, Craig. It was just mentioning that they did it. It didn't say how.
Mm. I like how you act like you had to look it up.
I know. Not click on your favorites. Just definitely looking it up.
You know. Just pull out your oatmeal dildo recipe.
Lady listening enjoyed us.
Oatmeal raisin.
Just falling all over ourselves, wondering how they were made. Because nobody was listening to each other at that point in the conversation.
No. We're just trying to picture an oatmeal, oatmeal dildo.
We were all just blurting stuff out.
I'd pour milk in that, drink it out of it, and then just chew the dildo.
I read a little more on that, and apparently...
No, before anybody uses it.
They allow toothbrush holders, you know, the little cylindrical toothbrush holders, and those apparently are being used as sex toys in women's prisons. Maybe guy prisons, too.
Yeah.
But I think in guy prisons, you can get the real thing.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So this is the time while you are stuck at home, perhaps alone, this is the time to perhaps learn new things.
Does Michael Jordan hate his toothbrush holder? Is it longer than him?
Probably not.
Damn,
probably not.
Short toothbrushes.
He just hates all penises. Yeah.
He's like, God damn it, Pippin.
Well, you know what? He is a legendary competitor. He wants to win at everything.
And that's part of it.
You're born with your junk, though, man.
Yeah, but he's born with his competitiveness as well. And that encompasses everything.
I didn't realize it was a small penis that was fueling that dude's competitive fire his entire life.
Right. No one said it was small.
Well, it's smaller than Pippin's.
That doesn't make it small.
Yeah. Sounds like most of us are smaller than Pippin's.
Only Madonna can tell you for sure.
No, we never banged Madonna. She couldn't tell for sure.
I'm sure she probably
could. Well, if we banged Madonna, then we could.
That's right.
So we've got time,
A reputed size queen, Madonna?
I don't... I'm not aware of that.
Hey, she just likes dudes, man. Good for her.
I doubt it. You think Sean Penn's really packing heat?
Yeah. Not as much as Pippin.
Or Guy Ritchie.
I've honestly never thought about it.
Well, that's the nice thing about the times we're in. It gives us time to reflect on that.
Yeah, it does.
Guy Ritchie's penis size?
Or Sean Penn. Penis.
Yeah.
Unanswered questions of the past.
Right.
So if you want to learn something now that may be something you could use later.
Spanish.
86% of Americans find cooking to be a turn-on.
Yeah.
What is wax off?
81% of those
especially
who are
if you're
married.
Making a... a oatmeal dildo by the stove there.
81% of those who are married or in a relationship say they are still quite impressed when their partner cooks them a meal.
Oh, Chad says oatmeal dildos. Follow him for more recipes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He apparently has it on his Pinterest page.
Thank you. Two-thirds of Americans say that they would be more likely to go on a first date with someone if they mention that they're a good cook on their dating profile. Two-thirds of Americans.
Or I'm packing like Pippin, one of the two.
Yeah.
80% said that if a first date talked about how they like to cook, they'd be more open to a second date. Apparently, that is the best way to impress a romantic partner, is to cook them a meal, according to studies that have been done.
I'm with Todd. He's in the middle of it, but I just got done watching all of Breaking Bad. When I think of cooking, I think of cooking meth. That's all I hear. You want to cook? Let's go cook. Let's go cook. That's all I think of when I hear cooking now.
Now, one in three of us say that they've actually tried to pass off store-bought food as their own cooking.
Of course we have.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
To try and impress a date. Almost two-thirds of us say that they've learned to cook or tried to get better at cooking to impress a date.
I remember in high school, I brought my girlfriend over. My parents were going for the weekend, and I had her come over for a little fun. And I made I didn't know how to cook, obviously, so I took some lasagna out of like a frozen dinner thing and took them out of the, put them on two nice plates. It worked, man. She totally bought it.
Napkin?
Yep. Totally bought it. Of course, she was 15.
And you were the total package.
Damn
so,
right
I mean,
I was. I was bringing the 17-year-old Pippin to the house.
I don't think the food was going to make or break the evening.
No, it wasn't. But I remember faking it, and I was just a kid. I'd be like, whatever. Hey, come on over. I'll cook you some lasagna.
Or Salisbury steak.
I told my mom,
steak.
I said, Mom, I don't know how to make lasagna.
I worked the grill, but.
Salisbury steak.
Christy does most of the cooking, and then I do the dishwasher. Yeah. I clean up afterwards.
You have a dishwasher, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's also a few pans that she doesn't like to go in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I'm not a big cook either.
I scrub them
up. I wish I could cook. I just don't care.
We both cook. Yeah. I grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cook meth, you know.
I actually enjoy cooking. Yeah. I really do.
43% of Americans would give up coffee if it meant that somebody cooked them dinner every night.
Every night's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
There's leftovers.
73.
Well, somebody has to cook those.
But we, in our position, we kind of need the coffee.
It's takeout Wednesday, right?
Sure. Every day's takeout day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that was the day to order because everybody else is going on Tuesday.
I avoided Tuesday because it's too busy.
It is busy.
But I'll probably order something tonight.
We tried it a couple of takeout Tuesdays ago, where we wanted to get the food was constantly busy. So we do takeout Wednesday, takeout Monday, cook the other days. Mm-hmm.
Open up your eyes, sheeple. Everybody's ordering on Tuesday.
Then there's put it in Friday. I do put it in Friday. Take it out Wednesday, put it in Friday. Let's try that.
Oh, so that stays in for a long time.
Well, hopefully the kids are. Yeah. If the kids are out of the house, it's put it in Friday.
Yeah, I ordered some on...
any day the kids are out of the house, it's put it in day.
Sunday morning.
But the thing is, they're not out of the house.
Put it in sounds very romantic. Yeah.
Those are the big plans anymore.
Take it out and put it in.
That's what we look forward to.
We've over and over again.
Well,
because as soon as I get home, we'll start having that conversation.
You'll put it in.
What are we going to do for dinner? We're making dinner plans 6-7 hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I get that text at work. What's for dinner? And I'm like, oh, day's over.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm looking forward to drinking tonight. I didn't drink last two nights, so I'm planning tonight.
That's kind of what sucks about our situation.
You drink
really,
every night.
There's nothing to look forward to. You can't plan any trips.
This is everybody. You're looking forward to anything.
You can't plan any activities.
I think that's what everybody's living.
A friend of mine made my day yesterday. He just moved to Florida too, so he's an hour ahead, but. It was just before 6 p.m., and I get a text. It's like, he shared a song from Spotify, and it was Counting Blue Cars by Dishwalla. And I was like, what the hell? I was just about to leave work, and it's like, oh, a song for you. And I was like, what?
Why Counting Blue Cars? I don't even mind that song.
I see that, and I'm like, oh, that's a little weird. And like 2 minutes later, I get a text like, sorry, I'm drunk. I started laughing.
I'm drunk.
So
here's some Dishwalla. Yeah.
Like, dude, you've got to be drunk. Like, Counting Blue Cars. You're like, not only listening to it, but like, Nick's got to hear this.
When was that?
Dishwalla's in the 90s, man.
It would have been just before 7 p.m. Florida time. So he started drinking early.
Oh, because the day before, a song popped into my head out of nowhere from that era.
Yeah, there it is.
I like this song, actually.
Oh, I always did.
I like a lot of those one-hit wonders in the mid-90s, you know?
Yeah.
That's the last time I actually listened to music was any good. It's a good song, man.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. I turned it on my Bluetooth to listen to it on the way home because I'm like, screw it, let's see. And this dude pulled up next to me in this truck and just kind of gave me a look. So I was like blaring Dishwalla from the stop.
But there is no reason for him to send it, you're right.
Not out of nowhere.
In case you don't have Dishwalla handy. We're selling some Dishwalla today, by the way. God, are they on a 90s tour? Are they even together?
I don't know. I haven't seen them on a bill for anything.
Nobody's on a tour, I'll tell you that.
We'll explain
what
a tour is to you kids later on. Yeah. He said, tell me all your thoughts on God. I was reading an article from a radio guy that he said, nostalgia's big right now because it's all we got.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a depressing article to read, but, we're in the radio business and we're... looking back when Dishwalla was new.
We're looking finally back on Dishwalla.
Finally back when we could go outside and crank Dishwalla. Come on back.
Okay, do you have Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue something?
That was going to be my next one.
That popped in my head. I don't know why.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I guarantee that's not in here. But
it might be.
But I didn't think that Dishwalla.
Because you've heard it lately.
Have I?
Yeah, they were talking about the NFL trophy made at Tiffany's, and they played that song.
Did they?
Oh, that was weeks ago.
That's why I heard it. Yeah, who did that song again?
It might be
something. And implanted in your head.
Yeah, deep back in my brain. You're probably right, Craig.
Yeah.
They all come from somewhere. You just don't know.
Exactly.
But you're right about the nostalgia. My favorite part of Craig's news, it was on this date. You might remember where you were.
In the 1700s.
Yeah.
Nick, Dishwalla came out. You were probably 13, right?
I was probably 15. High school.
Okay. For Todd, man.
Oh. That hits a spot.
That hits. That's a good song, too, man.
Isn't it? Say,
we've got nothing in common. A little gayer than Dishwalla.
Which is impressive.
I want to break out some tonic later on. But I love tonic.
Can I get some fastball?
No.
Oh, come on. That's too far.
No, that's too far. I'll play some fastball for you. I'm going to break out some tonic after the break, man. Just don't care. I still love those guys.
Here we go.
Second thought. I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I... You know what I order at breakfast? Oatmeal dildos.
You know what? I'll make this easier for you. I'll just go grab the Friends soundtrack CD. And we can just jam the whole thing.
Yeah. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.